the driver will answer all the questions. What we like to do is separate those two individuals and see if we get the same answers from both of them. The passenger tries to hide in the sleeper so you can't see, or the driver doesn't mention to you that he's got a passenger, and then you find the passenger during inspection. Looking for marks on the victim to see if they've been abused or mistreated. Talk to them to see if they're aware of where they are. Can you leave if you want to leave? Who is he to you? How did you get involved with him? You know, we're looking. We look for vehicles that have co-drivers. Sometimes they're not co-drivers. They might appear to be a co-driver because they're in the passenger seat. What we don't want to happen is for us to find out later that a human trafficking victim came through one of our facilities and we missed that victim and had the opportunity to get them away from that low life that she was or he was running with.